the old person say about 80 who does his farm work and doesn't get tired? You say, I don't care how old he is, he's mighty
active.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm blank.
Scared.
Other words.
Frightened.
Anything else?
Afraid.
A parson who gets afraid easily is kind of blank.
Chicken.
A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is.
Scary. Eerie.
I don't understand why she's afraid she blank.
She's scared?
I don't insecure? Understand why she's afraid she. It's like the past tense of why.
She's frightened.
No.
She's scared.
No. It's like the past tense, going back to like she didn't. Once upon a time she wasn't afraid. But I don't understand why she's afraid she.
Used to not be.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty.
Stupid.
Something else.
Foolish.
Something else.
Thoughtless.
I wouldn't say those kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them sure are blank about signaling and parking in town.
Careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
strange.
Something else.
Odd.
Other ones.
Foolish.
Other ones.
Different.
Anything else? What do you call people that are really weird?
Different.
Besides that, they're not, gay, unusual. But they're what?
Queer.
Say it louder.
Queer.
Okay. How would you use the word queer? Would you use it talking about Aunt Lizzie?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
How would you use it?
Talking about someone who's gay.
Has it changed its meaning for you in recent years?
Yes.
When you were in elementary school, did you use the word queer for other things?
Yes, just odd and different.
Okay. All right, use queer as an adjective for me. Give me two examples of queer as an adjective.
That's a queer pair of pants.
Okay.
It's a queer-looking hairdo.
Okay. Would you ever say he's a queer to mean he's eccentric?
No.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so.
Set in your ways.
Stubborn. Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, is mighty...
mighty serious.
Okay. Or if somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully...
strong temper.
What are some other words you'd use? You say...
short-tempered.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
so mad.
If he's of bad temper all the time, he's...
grumpy.
Somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
cool it.
In a burning building with many people in it, someone might say, keep...
cool.
Keep.
Calm.
Say it again.
Calm.
If you've been working very hard, you say you are very...
tired.
If you are very, very tired, you say you are all...
exhausted.
After, if you use, let's see. If you use wear out, you say he is all blank.
Worn out.
I'm completely
worn out.